days never go back to what we were, what I became so used to. I just called to say that I miss you.
I get lost in the spotlight, sex and drugs, what I call a good night. I get lost in my own mind, demons winning, but I put up a good fight. I can't tell the difference between sex and love. If I can't tell the difference, so I get lost in the spotlight. Sex and drugs, what I call a good night. I get lost in my own mind. Demons winning, but I put up a good fight.
Brisket in Maine podcast.
Bro, we're about to turn to Zavala's Barbecue, Deli, and more.
Drew, from the hours of like 7 to 9:30, Drew is not a good person in the mornings.
He's a terrible person.
He's very irritable.
He's a dick.
And, you know, but...
we love him. It's all because of me. Like, the whole reason everything's happening is because of me.
You log on to Zoom, and you click into the Zoom Boom Room.
Zoom Boom Room. And
yes, so
we 180 boys. Mm-hmm. Oh, is that anything? 180 boys?
I would chill with the gang terms, just in case.
Ready to
go? Hey, studio charging y'all. All
right, 521. Let's go. What's going on, y'all? This is CJ.
This is Joe.
And this is the Brisket Maine podcast show. For having no episodes, I don't know. But we're here today on the beautiful July 28th at 5:22 now p.m. Joe, how you doing? He's doing terrible. Let me explain why.
Hold on.
Stop. Let me explain why. So I've been best friends with Joe and his wife for going on 20-plus years, right? And Joe's currently in trouble because we're having a party tomorrow at his house, and he's not there to help clean. And as much as I would love to defend Joe, she's right. And nonetheless, though, what can you do about it? So that's why he's sad. So, Joe, go ahead and snap out of it. And, Cole, you will not edit that part out. I promise you.
Please edit that part out.
No, do not edit that part out. I said I was on her side. She ain't mad at me. Because by the time she hears the party be over, you done fucking got drunk, thrown up, whatever it is, right? I promise you she will be way more mad at you between now and the time she hears this at something else you did.
Probably so.
So.
Okay.
How you been?
I'm doing great.
I love you, Kristen.
Kristen, I love you more. I promise you, I love you more.
Well, if he did, he'd be there right now.
Oh my god, I love you so much, Kristen.
Before we go into your week, we have the owner, CEO, and lead foreman of Apex Wildlife Solutions, also known as Justin Perry, one of our best friends for about 20 years too. Thanks for joining us today, JP.
Let's see if the mic works.
Absolutely. Oh, by the way, it's Apex Wildlife Solutions, 817-363-6137.
And what's the Instagram handle?
What's Apex Wildlife Solutions?
And
did you go viral?
You went viral, bro. Not for just syphilis, but for what else?
Yeah, that was the first viral moment. The second one was raccoons falling through a bathroom. Yeah, check us out.
Yeah.
But wasn't that somebody else's video that you just reposted?
No.
Don't add him, bro. Don't do that.
How many people did he get up to?
2.5 million.
Yeah, that was fucked. That was, dude. Okay, so it was funny because, like, I saw the video on, like, Dallas, Texas TV.
Uh-huh.
And had no fucking clue that was you. Because, yeah. I mean, like, I scroll through it all the time, like, I'm in between, like, fucking just looking at shit. And I was like, oh, fuck, dude, this motherfucker. Like, I was like, my first thought was, how did they not know they had a fucking leak like that, first of all? Like, Because that sheetrock didn't just give right there.
I wasn't there before, so yeah. I was just there for after the little nasty things fell through.
Yeah, so whenever you sent it afterwards, I was like, oh, fuck, that was him. Like, so that was pretty cool.
How big did your following grow?
A couple thousand.
Did you see any revenue gains from that?
Not really.
I mean, that's what we try to tell people. Likes and viral shit don't make money.
Yeah, likes don't pay light bills, but it's still cool to see, right? Like, it's
that was
still
badass, bro. I've never hit 2.5.
Yeah, like for what it's worth, like that was pretty cool. Like I was like, it's my boy. Like,
it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, no, that was pretty cool.
How many hate messages did you get? Why are you killing shit?
Why did you catch the raccoon?
Yeah.
How many fucking local singles in your area?
Well, the funniest part, the most, what everybody was looking at was the ceiling fan that was in the bathroom.
Okay, that threw me off, too.
Yeah, so that was most of the comments.
That threw me off,
too.
And then
the other half the comments was, why didn't I save the mom? Because the ceiling fan was going to kill the mom raccoon. And I was like, that's just not how it works.
Yeah. No, I mean,
most people don't know, you're actually like a humane, is that the right word?
Yeah.
Pest control person, where back in the day, you just try to kill the motherfuckers, and you, like, want to do the rightful thing of setting free out in the wild and shit.
Like, yeah, back in the day, people were just putting shotgun shells through their ceiling.
Yeah.
And nowadays, no, we got humane tactics that we do to, you know, keep everybody safe and keep the animal safe.
I still don't know why you do that. Like, no one knows what you do and you don't do with these.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's for me to know.
Yeah. You think you know.
Yeah.
I know how to do it.
You have some good ethics. That's what it is. Yeah. Your mama didn't raise no fool.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's cool.
Or your sisters.
Or my sisters.
Yeah. So, I'm glad you're here, man. I know it's because Megan and Little Men are out of town, so you got to find some off time.
And also, I had some pest control at my house that you had to take care of, too. Like, hey, he takes care of the restaurant, takes care of Moss Coffee Co., takes care of our house, takes care of all our friends' house. I think you just picked up Kyle's house, too, so, you know.
Yeah. That's a one-stop shop. Absolutely. Apex Wildless Solutions. What can I do for you?
Yeah, like, literally, like, and they have to know you do handle wildlife control. That's your bread and butter.
Yeah, we do wildlife. We don't do a whole lot of pests. We don't spray for bugs. We are doing raccoons, possums, squirrels, all those mammals, snakes, birds.
How about if you have like crazy ass dogs? Do you take care of those crazy ass dogs too?
No, we don't do anything domestic. That's city.
Sorry, my wife and daughter just walked by like they were walking to a mall store.
And they gave some looks like the Chris and text messages are right now.
Keys are on the table back there. Yeah.
Oh, they're leaving?
Hey.
Yeah, so that was cool, man.
This is
like
live.
And like I said, I'm glad you're here. I haven't seen you in a long time. Like I said, you're our brother, man. So like I said, even though it was because your wife and kid are out of town. But hey, we're here, right? That's all the fucking
And he knew you something in my house, too.
Yeah. So you're
here. I just
here.
Can't find autograph beers.
Yeah.
That's what's up on these Lone Stars. If you want, just come by and ask me and CJ. We'll autograph a Lone Star beer for you anytime.
Did you know kids cannot write in cursive anymore?
Oh, yeah.
That's like literally a thing. Like, they don't know cursive. Like, my daughter is 16. You'll see her walk by here in a second.
You better put the tinfoil hat on real quick.
She does not know how to do cursive. And I don't know if that's because they don't teach it, I'm assuming. I don't understand it. Like, they don't know how to write cursive. Like,
tinfoil hat?
Yeah.
So they can't read the Constitution later on.
Boom!
You know he's
full tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
That tinfoil is what brand are we using nowadays?
They ain't paying us yet, so nobody.
It's got to be in print if we're gonna read it though. So.
Yeah, that's funny.
I didn't think about that though. Actually,
I know that makes perfect sense.
He does.
Not gonna lie, I'm probably gonna smoke a bowl later and reanalyze that. So
you're gonna go down a deep, deep hole.
Yeah, hopefully. But anyway, so so. Back to the most important thing. Joe, I know we don't like to talk about this, but you got your PET scan Monday, man, and everything came out good.
Yeah. Doc walked in and said everything looked normal, and all my damages look like it's healing.
Emotional are still fucked. But
my emotions are still fucked, and my numbers are good, so I'm thankful.
And that's good, man. Like thankful. I said, I had a bunch of friends text me on the side because for whatever reason they're afraid to talk to you, but they're like, how's Joe? And I just fucking sent the screenshot where it was like, you good? Yeah, bet. Nice. Which obviously, like, fucking, you know.
Yeah, no,
there
was
more emotions to that, but yeah
it was nerve wracking. You know, I had to get some volume pop before I get in the PET scanner. And the good, like, actually, there's a guy named Brian I met 4 years ago when I did my first PET scan. He was the nicest guy in the world. He has cancer also, too, and he keeps on coming back. It's came back like 10 times.
What kind has he got?
He has lesions, I think, on the side of his abdomen.
So is that like a blood?
No, no. So he has tumors that pops up just like throughout the body.
And they pull them pretty quick when they pop out?
The chemo.
Yeah, because you can't cut it out, right?
Some, yeah. I'm not a cancer expert.
There's a lot of different variables that go into it.
Yeah, because, you know, like, my cancer is not really stages. It's like either you have it or you don't.
Yeah.
And my cancer is, like, all throughout my body. It's not just, like, in one single place. Yeah. But, like, other cancers, like, oh, it's right here. Let's take it out, whatever. But every time I go there, he's like, Joe, what's going on? And he loves a barbecue. He has a pellet smoker. And we just talk about barbecue. And I ask how the family's doing. Great. Like, I believe his kids are 13 and 10 right now, and when he found out he had cancer, they're like 2 and 6 months.
Oh wow.
So but he keeps on coming back. But, like, you know, it's kind of funny, like actually it is real funny, like with cancer, like, it's all right, is it stable, is it just like chilling, like that's a good thing, right? It's never like, oh, are we like in the clear, right? Yeah. It's just like, are we just stable, are we good?
Yeah.
Like you know, that's what it's about. And he's even when it comes back, it's like, hey, is the treatments still able to combat cancer, right?
Yeah.
And at this moment for him, it still is. At the moment for me, it still is. And I think that's ultimate the thing. And it really doesn't, like, I think people's thing when they think cancer is like, oh, my God, like, we got to cure you. There's not a cure. Or, hey, we got to get you cancer free. It's like, you're never really cancer free. It's always.
Well, I was waiting for you to finish talking. The comment, you know, whenever you got diagnosed a couple of years back, you know, me, you, and Drew were talking, and you were like, you know, I got cancer, da da da, and they said it's not curable, you know, and it's just like, we were so sad, and Drew was kind of like, well, hey, bro, like, you know, you can't cure cancer, like,
yep.
You know, so it's kind of like one of those moments, but that's good, man. Like I said, it's
Robert Sierra got diagnosed with cancer, not sure what he has. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Grizzly Blocks, they did a raffle to raise some money for him. It looked like a whole bunch of guys down in San Marcos got together. You know, Brian from Co-op Barbecue, I believe, one of the competition guys with Robert Sierra, John Brotherton. Looked like everybody came together. Looked like a big old turnout. Raised a lot of money for him. You know,
that's awesome, man. Like I said, I mean, I've met the guy a handful of times. I don't know him on a personal level, man, but like I said, he's one of those people, you meet him and he treats you like fucking, he's known you for 20 years.
He's like
years,
the gentle
man.
Giant, right? Comes up, just his big personality, big everything.
Yeah, because the first time I met him, I was kind of intimidated, right? Because I'm like, this is
Robert
Sierra. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, and he was just like, he was there with his daughter, dude, just like the nicest guy ever, dude.
Yeah, I think
like,
you talk like an hour and a half with this chilling right
there. Yeah, because you know, you think you're like, oh, this dude just wants to, you know, eat and go, and you know, he wants to move around, and just, dude, he sat there with us like, you know, we'd known him for 20 years, dude. And it's just like, it's. I'm praying for him, man, 100%.
Just unbelievable individual. I know, thoughts and prayers. And, you know, it's like one of these things, like, I think the best thing you can do for people that do have cancers is, you know, when you talk to them, like, just talk. And, you know, it's okay to say, hey, I got you in my thoughts and prayers, because I tell everybody, I'll take it all. Like, keep them coming. Like, they're working. So, and even, you know, every once in a while, even your family and friends, like, literally just, how are you doing? Like, that's all you have to say. Like, you don't have to, like, be, I'm here for you. What do you need? Just say, how you doing? Like, that's, like, the best thing. When people reach out to me and say, how you doing? I know they're truly, how you doing?
You ever want to call their blood and be like, yeah, I got to move a couch, but you help me out.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Oh, shit. What day? Hold on. I'm out of town, dude.
Because, you know, and also, like, when you go in this cancer journey, right, everybody's gun-ho at the very beginning, right? Everybody's shocked. Everybody's sad. Everybody blah, blah, blah. And they're like, yeah. And then, fuck, your life goes on. Everybody else's life goes on. And it is what it is.
It's never nothing personal, right?
Like, 100%
not
personal.
We've talked about this. It's like, God forbid the day that we all go.
Yeah.
Your family's going to be sad the first day. And then it's going to be the funeral.
Yep.
And then after the funeral, they're going to have to laugh again.
Yep.
And then your family's going to have to go back to work.
Yep.
And then next thing you know, your wife's knocked up by somebody else.
Nope.
And
nope.
So,
nope.
Well, I mean, look, in a perfect world, we'll be in our 60s. So if it happens, that's on them.
Life happens. And, you know, again, to your point, what you were saying at the very beginning, like, maximize what it is, right? Every second counts. And so, and, you know, like, you know, it's like those things, right? As you go through life, you know, as you get older, you start realizing, why the fuck do I give a fuck what people think, right? Like real talk.
That was the best thing, as I think collectively, like, I can say, all our group of friends understood, right? It's just like, it doesn't matter, man. Like, it doesn't
at all.
I look back at all the things that I gave my time and energy to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And I'm like, I can't get that time back. I can't get that anger back. And like,
yeah, like you, that energy, you literally exerted this energy for nothing because there is nothing
that you could have done to fix it,
like, at all, or anything that comes back to you that's going to make you feel better.
Yeah, or like to quote Cam, like you're getting pre-mad. Like, you ever get mad before you get mad because you're about to get mad about some shit?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like Cole got pre-mad like Thursday when we're like, let's do the podcast 3 because you know we're going to start the Pistol 5.
Well, I think hopefully the podcast is going because it looked like you have a screen issues right now.
I see the little spinny wheel back there. So
hopefully there's some recording going on.
We're still talking. So, but
no, real talk. Like, cancer sucks, whatever. But I think people also need to realize, like, cancer doesn't look like commercials, right? Like, you don't even know who the fuck got cancer. Like, I get shot up once a month. And I'm, for like 6 hours, right? That is my life for the rest of my life. So a lot of people, that's their cancer journey, right? Like, they're doing maintenance for the rest of their life to try to maintain it from growing even more than what it is.
Yeah.
And, I think it's also like any sickness, like throw cancer away, but there's so many other diseases, right? And you just don't know what somebody's going through, And it's just like, just be nice. Just smile. Like, just how many times you just walk out? Like, I do this. I just like look at people and they look pissed off in the world. I just smile and they're just like, look at you. And then they got like a little smile. You're like, all right.
Yeah. Like, those little things, man. Like, you never know when they keep walking around, like they're shopping at the mall. like, you never know, like, asking somebody how their day was going, like, how much that might have affected them, right? Like, they could have been on the verge of a just terrible day, man. Just a small conversation, like you never know. And I try to do that, and I know you do too, because
I remember Kristen, I'm not gonna lie, running a business is hard. Running three businesses is real hard, right? And you have really low lows, really high highs. There's really no middle, right? Yeah. And we had a really low low a couple weeks ago, and this lady comes in and tells Kristen, it's like, I'm so proud of what you and your husband are doing. Like, we see it, and it's so cool what you're doing for the city. And I was like, fuck, that's cool. Like, somebody, like, was, number one, they see it, but number two, they're able to say it, right? Because most people think of it. For you to actually, like, say it to the individual, for them to be able to hear that feedback.
What did I just say, too? You never know what somebody's going through, so what did that just do to you?
Yeah, they made us like, oh, okay, we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, 100%, right? Because, like, how many times you laid in bed with your wife?
And I want to quit every time.
Why the hell are we doing this? And all the time. Like, I can, we could be vacationing and not, spending the past 6 years of your lives, like,
yeah,
and there's no end.
It's
not like school, right? You're like, oh, two more years and we're done. Like, there's no end. Like, there should never be an end. There's never a couple more years and we're gonna
unless Weber or PK or Traeger wants to come buy us all out. Like, I'm in.
Yeah, and so,
and then we can just go chill in Italy, drink some wine.
Texas, dude, the French are assholes. but no, man. Like I said, I'm glad, man. I love you, Bubba. And I know you know that.
And I love you too, Kristen.
And you would be there if you did. but yeah, man. So I'm glad, man. So that every day we wake up is a blessing, man. So when is the box drop?
Bro, we just, Kyle drove and delivered the boxes to the post office.
I can't wreck your fucking car, though.
Bro, let's not do jinx. I don't need jinx.
Normally, I would be like, oh, shut up. But because you can't get those parts, that's the fucked up part.
You can't get those parts.
Yeah, because Weber's got insurance, right? It's like, get those parts today, right? Like,
but no, we shipped it off. Stanley's, Nick was absolutely amazing on screen. I checked it out. Andrew was amazing. And also Spencer, the grill master himself, was great. We did the mother clucker, and I'm so mad that it took me forever to eat a mother clucker. Like, it was so, so, so good. And then
is that the thing that was on the Instagram? It was like the barbecue sauce crossover.
Yeah,
that,
bro. Dude, bro, it was money.
So okay, what does that entail?
So Jordan Jackson actually came up with it with Nick.
JJ.
Because barbecue is expensive, so they're like, what can we do? So we're gonna create this chicken sandwich. So it's literally a chicken thigh, nice and juicy.
Thighs don't lie.
You got to toast a bun. If you don't toast a bun, you ain't got a sandwich. They do a fried egg on top. They throw some cheese, and then if you want to do Cadillac style, you throw some guacamole, and then you throw that mother clucker sauce on it. It's like a spicy mayo, It is the most amazing. Actually, I need to get some for tomorrow. Like, it is the most amazing sauce.
What was that thing that they that the JJ made up? The McLovin sandwich? What was it?
No, the Mother Clucker.
No, the thing when they were at Longview.
Oh, no, the Mo. The
Is that what it was? Him and Brian?
Oh, they did have McLovin, didn't they?
It was like Mick something.
Maybe McRib or something?
I don't fucking know.
You know, they were throwing. Jordan just be throwing crazy shit out there.
How's he doing?
He's doing wonderful.
How's Brian doing? You ever talk to him still?
Brian looks like they're trying to open their spot out there. Yeah.
They're still in Longview?
Yeah, he's still
in Longview. So you know Colin was in Longview?
No, I did not know Colin was
in Longview. He's around that area.
I think his email address doesn't work. I actually need to get his updated email address.
I'll text him. He was actually in town last weekend.
I need his updated email address.
Yeah, I'll text him. I'll put you on text message with him.
But yeah, no, it was great. And then we did Tri-Tip 44 Farms. They did a Shishito.
It's called Cheetos.
Cheetos chimichurri sauce. It was so good.
Oh, I thought you were saying it. Really, is it really a Cheeto?
Shishitos.
What is that?
It's like a pepper. Like, you know, when you go to the Asian place, the sushi, and like they blister like those little peppers you see people eating. Those are Shishito peppers.
Okay, so they're small peppers.
Kind of long, a little longish. But it's good. That actually sounded
actually
really cool.
Save that drop.
Actually. Yeah, save that drop. We call that the Lone Star.
Yeah. Or every time somebody cusses real bad, you just.
Oh yeah, that, actually yeah.
So because you went to go shoot with them,
like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and then we have to. We have to film this coming week with our next box. And then the week after that, we film for our next box. And we are filled up all the way to May right now on boxes.
Look at the old bartender and JP.
I know.
How many boxes you got, Joe?
Enough to knock your ass out.
What are you talking about?
There's never any
you
boxes.
You said something about boxes.
Yeah. Like we're already.
Oh, this is number two?
This is number two, and we're all the way out to May.
So who does number two work for? You don't watch movies, so you know. Damn it, dude.
I dig it.
Everybody else smile but you, dude. Like,
was that Mr. Cooper? Or not Mr. Cooper. Mr. Steve Austin? No, not Austin. Austin Powers? Was it Austin Powers?
It was.
It took me a while.
Where the fuck did Mr. Cooper from?
I think they're a servicing company for homes.
We're just hanging
for mortgages.
Yeah, what's his name? Anthony worked there, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, how the fuck did you get to that? Like, okay. Yeah. I was thinking hanging Mr. Cooper.
Oh yeah, I used to like hanging Mr. Cooper.
TGIF Friday Night Lineup, man.
I know.
You couldn't go wrong with that, man.
That was UPN. Wasn't it?
Was it? Oh, it was.
Yeah, it was UPN.
Yeah, because Friday Night Lineup was
Family Matters,
Full House,
Boy Meets World,
and there was that fourth one was always a swinger.
Yeah, it was the Scrubs.
Yeah, it was that 7 o'clock hit. Yeah,
wasn't that shit funny when they made Stephen Urkel Stefan Urkel?
That's like you, right?
That's me.
Oh, you talking about Goliath? Goliath over here. Oh shit!
This is actually fire right now.
So Monday. We're actually going to dinner with Bay.
I'm so excited.
Which I'm excited too, man. When he was texting this week, I'm not gonna lie, I get kinda giddy when he texts.
So. I know, I'm like, oh my god, like he likes us. He really likes us.
Yeah, so where do you want to go?
Man, like
I looked up was it Meth Head Moth or whatever?
Medicine Moth?
Yeah, so
you liked it or no?
The shrimp and grits had sparked my curiosity.
And they got a little small
bites. Yeah. Yeah. What about the mothballs? What are those?
I don't know.
You know what those are?
No.
I was looking at the menu earlier. Like steak is like everybody's like go-to, right? Like we're in Texas. Like,
but let me pink Jose again, because I told him.
Oh, you got it in?
I'm trying to get it in.
Did you ever find out Uchi plug?
No. I was thinking about Gucci, but Kristen probably get real mad if we go to Gucci. She's already mad right now.
You keep saying that. Like, she's not going to be mad when she hears this.
I know. But I love her more than anything in the whole world. Like, she's my everything. I don't know what I would do without her. She's my rock.
You wouldn't be upset right now because you're getting yelled at.
I really do love her.
Well, duh, motherfucker.
I'm watching Roseanne right now. I cannot believe that fucking what's-name was cheating on Roseanne.
I can.
Just see what money does. Like, he really thought that this girl liked him because... Roseanne was like, "You really?" Or Roseanne's sister was like, "You really think he likes you because your body?" You really think it's 22-year-old? I imagine it was some 20-year-old. You think she really likes you for you? You think she'll like you for your money? And I just like started giggling because like, yeah, there's no way that girl really wants it. Oh, sorry, it's Jose calling me. Should I take the call?
100%, your son.
Okay. No, Jose 44.
Oh, sure.
Oh, dude, we'll call him later.
Oh, okay. This man's your son's like, answer it's your son, man. He's probably...
Oh, man, Jose's cool, man. You should have answered it.
Jose reminds me of your pops.
Oh, yeah. His bro.
I love every time I'm in the car and I hear you talk to him. Because it's not like... I love the relationship because it's not business related 95% of the time. It's literally him like shooting the shit with you and telling you about his day. But he reminds me so much of your father, and I love that. And so...
Because his son is like a superstar running back.
Oh, for real?
Up in Anna.
Oh, nice.
And he loves his son more than anything, though. Wow. Actually, he loves baby girl and his two sons. And he has older kids, too. But like his daughter, I think he's going to be senior this year. She's
his boy is what, 13, 14?
No, I think he's in fifth grade, maybe. So 10, 11, 12? 12? 12 is just like then, I think.
Yeah, because I think he's close to Ryan's age. Because I remember he was talking about the other day how he like kind of like popped off to him. Yeah. He had a check as a last. Yeah. So, yeah. Remember, next time I saw him, I was telling about Ryan. I was like, no, man, they're at that age, right? Like, start getting puffy chested. But, so hopefully we go to not a steak dinner. So
I know. I want fish. But there, you know, a lot of nice restaurants are closed on Monday.
For real?
Yeah.
Even Luby's?
I do like Luby's. You want to ask him when he wants to go to Luby's?
What was the last time with the Luby's?
I don't know, but I just can't wait to hang out with Bay. Like,
it was funny when he texted like after hearing the podcast. He was like, "Should I be concerned about you, motherfuckers?" Like,
I do love him,
bro.
I don't know if you've seen new Lone Star merch that is dropped, the Coastal one. That got a little armadillo chilling.
They got that that Holler Bros vibe to it,
bro.
I like that,
bro. Like.
The thing is, I got a weird shaped ass head. Plus, I'm growing my hair out too, so it's like.
I think I'm gonna wear the hat forever. That's like, I think that's gonna be my go to hat. I need to get one. Like, it is like I was thinking we should like make the sloppy one like chilling somewhere. Like, I want to make him like just like post it up. Like, we should probably give him like some movement or something.
Like shooting dice or something.
Yeah,
like,
you know what I mean.
Like an urban sloppy one type. So yesterday, funny story actually. Just kind of sidebar this. Has Jose gone to school clothes shopping yet?
Kristen has.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's what I meant, though. Like, so is he done yet?
Not really.
So Catherine went yesterday, and she was like, it was fucking $100 for fucking two backpacks. And I'm like, oh, great. So they
what? $200 for two backpacks?
No, $100 for two backpacks. I'm like, why are you spending $50 on a backpack? And why do they need a backpack every single fucking year? I don't understand that. Did we do that when we were kids?
JanSports. I used to get Savannah's because Savannah.
You remember when JanSports were the cheap backpacks? Bitch was $59 for JanSports, a fucking.
JanSports is never cheap.
When?
JanSports is never cheap.
I had WanSport. That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it from Trader's Village.
Yeah, I got it from Trader's Village. Yeah. So she was like, yeah. She was like, it was fucking $100 for two backpacks. And I'm like, oh, this is about to be a great fucking.
What are you talking about? We like, actually.
I once strapped it, bro. I had the fuck. Well, remember the satchel actually, one? I was doing the satchel before the satchel got fucked.
Well, we don't use our Yeti backpacks anymore. We use our Bison backpacks. So
because, I mean, if you're going to go with comfort, what are you going to go with?
Bison.
100%, because right?
Because Bison just feels really good.
Plus, I mean, the Yeti ones are like, they're thick strap. They kind of like, look. Yeah. Man, like, I don't know who to write about this, but like, I think
I know. Like shoulder hurts. With that Bison,
it's a smooth feel.
It really does. It feels good. Feels it's right. You know, Fort Worth, Texas.
I think that's the other thing, too. Knowing that they're local makes me feel better too, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's just like,
and I think it's all
because we're not just a number.
No, like, we're a customer, like, and it's a USA made.
And then for them to reach out and be like, "Hey, I know it's been a month since you got your backpack. What do you think about this, that, and the other?" It's just like, look, man, I love Yeti through and through, man. But then at the end of the day, it's just like, we're just a number. We're just. It doesn't sit well with me, right?
We're just
like,
a barbecue joint and a barbecue podcast.
Yeah.
So you know, but you know, I do like my son does like drinking out of Yeti cups, so. He drinks his Rambler water out of it. Like, it has to be in a Yeti cup.
So,
Catherine woke up Thursday morning and got the Nike website to buy Haley like some like Cortez looking Nikes. Like, I don't know what the hell they're. It's like the Panda Lows or something like
Bro, that. Bro, somebody else talk about pandas. Panda.
So she like jumped online.
What was it like $275?
No, they were only $110. But if you go to like GOAT, they're like $150, $160.
Did she get them?
Yeah, no, she got them. Because she was like, you need to log
like,
in.
I'll say this real talk. I only pay retail. I cannot pay above retail.
No, and I mean, at that point, you just shoplift. Like, yeah. There's no point to like hands down. No, but so she ended up getting them, and she was like nervous. But keep in mind, Catherine gets nervous when she orders pizza. Like, she literally, like, I don't understand it. She's like, you're just so, like, I don't understand how you just talk to people. Use my fucking voice and talk to people. But so takes the kids shopping, and Ryan needs some gym shoes, right? And so she takes them to, like, Famous Footwear or something like that.
Does he have Famous Footwear?
That's what Ryan said, because Ryan's like, gross, I'm not going in there. It was the most like Midwest, like suburban soccer mom fucking store, right? She's like, let's go get tennis shoes. Like,
like, you just buy shoes online. Like,
no, Ryan's got to try them on because his foot's constantly growing. He's still young. Mm. And so he throws a fit, right? Which he won't do with me because I'll choke him the fuck out. But he throws a fit and he's like, I'm not getting out of the car. And she's like, get out of the car. So he's like, okay. So he opens the door. She gets out, and he shuts the door and locks the door. And he's like, and Haley's like in the back or in the front seat, and she's in the back seat. And he's like, I'm not getting out. I don't want shoes here. And so Catherine,
this is real life.
No, this is real life, bro. This gets way better. Trust me. And so she's like, get out of the car.
Are you there?
No. She's telling me about this. And she's like, get out of the car.
She didn't go Facebook Live?
No. So he's not getting out of the car. So Catherine is now standing outside in 104-degree temperature. So like any mother, she loses her shit. And she says, get the fuck out of the car. At that time, there's a couple walking up. And
do they have kids too?
The guy says, I'm going to call CPS.
On life.
Bro,
you're not making this up.
Let the movie finish. Eat your popcorn. And so Catherine goes, what did you just say? With more words added in. And the guy stops her and does this. And the couple walks off.
Where was this at?
Famous Footwear in Grand Prairie.
In Grand Prairie.
It was a GP.
Yeah. So Catherine
then. You got to say, I was like, were we at Highland Park?
Catherine
Preston
then.
Preston
Hollow? Where are you at?
Catherine then. Ryan then gets out of the car. And they go inside, and they walk back in. And at this
point, this wasn't Highland Park Village.
No, and at this point, Catherine's I don't have Highland Park money. At this point, Catherine's scenarios have now played through her head. So she walks through the parking lot. Ryan doesn't get his shoes because there's nothing he wants. And she looks at Ryan and she says, "When you walk through that car, you better fucking smile, because there's somebody still sitting in the car next to them." So about an hour goes by, and I get a phone call. I was like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "I'm cleaning the house. I'm cleaning the baseboards." I said, what are you doing that for? She's like, so then she tells me the whole story, and she's like, what if he got my plates and he's going to call CPS? And this was for real as shit. She's like, what if CPS comes to the house because they heard me cuss at Ryan? I said, Catherine, I would have headbutted my fucking head through that glass if that would have been me there. And she was for real. Like, we're laying in bed, and she's like, so if they come, do you think they'll talk to me or you? I said, Catherine, they're not coming. Because you cussed your kid? Because, like, I guarantee you, if that person was to call CPS and say, hey, I heard this lady cuss at her child because he locked her out of the car in 104-degree temperature, they're going to go try to find Ryan and fist fight him. Okay? Because I would. And she's like, well, have you ever talked to Ryan that way? I said, I've threatened to punch Ryan in the face in several occasions, right? Look, my boy's 12, man. Like, would I ever hit my kid in the face? No. Debatable. But, look, man, and to sidebar this, I was at the store the other day getting cupcakes for me and Ryan, and this little kid's like running back and forth, and his dad was like, hey, you need to apologize to that man, you need to tell him excuse me. And he said it with more added words, right? And he's like, I'm sorry, sir, da 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 da. And I looked at the dad and I said, hey man, I said, nah, respect. I said, no, you're a good little man. I said, bro, respect, man. I said, because I parent the same way, bro. I said, if that would have been me as a kid, I didn't got snatched up, bro. He's like, nah, man. I told him, I was like, I see this little badass kid running around, their parents don't tell him nothing. Because they're afraid. They're like, Catherine, well, what if somebody says something? That's my kid. Until you see my kid with a black eye, you ain't going to tell me how I'm going to parent my kid. Because I guarantee you, my kid gets older, he ain't going to be some wild ass.
Yeah.
Yours ain't. Because
because I'll correct my shit real quick. Yeah. And so I said, Catherine, I said, we're fine. Trust me, we're fine. Like, so.
Better come correct.
Yeah, you better come correct, though. Yeah, I was like, she's like, well, what if they think we hit her? Like, on the cool, I think I probably spanked both my kids collectively 4 times. You know, so I was like.
They must have really deserved it.
No, look, and we've talked about this. It's just like, you don't have to hit your kids if they think you'll punch, if they think you'll punch them in the face. So once you lose that mental battle, like, you're done, right? Like,
I wish you were joking.
No, like, you know, and I know you.
That's the truth.
I know you don't use, you know, discipline like that. I know you probably
But it's like, like, bro, I'm about to punch you in the motherfucker.
Yeah, like,
face.
I think about the times that I was disciplined, and like,
actually, I
pushed my parents to the edge to get
hit. No, I would say, you know, it's a happy medium of, like, being a hard ass, but also, like, being encouraging at the same time, though, because, like, we had great parents. They did encourage us. Yeah. But, like, it wasn't until later in life that, like I had a wonderful childhood.
Yeah, so did I.
But it wasn't later in life that our parents were okay saying, I love you.
Oh, bro. Like,
or I'm proud of you. Like, growing up, like, I never heard it.
She
a lot. But older in life, like, love. Like, I tell Jose about 50 times a day, I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't leave the house. I'm like, hey, love y'all, da da da. Like, yeah. I'm walking the room. Hey, love y'all, da da da. You know, and
it's, you know, it's really cool because, you know, I when I tell somebody I love them, I truly do love them, and, you know, and it's so funny because, like, I've, like, built a relationship with grown ass men that I love you, and they look at me and they're like,
they don't know how to respond. Yeah. Because we have to know we're from the same generation, so I guarantee their fucking parents didn't tell them either.
But you know what the crazy thing is, like. The next go around, they're like, love you, bro. Yeah. I might love you, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just, look, once you crack that egg, man, it's just like, nobody wants to be this, like, this spiteful, like, oh, yeah, I'm too macho. Bro, like, it's okay to love, man. It doesn't make you any less of a man.
It feels good.
Yeah, like.
Like, what do you want to do? Like, yeah. Like, I truly love people, yeah. And.
If I don't, like, I can't fucking stand you. Like, straight the fuck up, you know, so.
Hands down.
Joe, didn't you heart my text the other day?
I did.
Does that mean you love me?
I do.
No, he couldn't find the finger emoji. So, don't make this more than what's just cool. So. But yeah, I thought that was funny, man. And it just, you know, and I had literally, you know, explained to her. I'm like, she's like, you know, what if? I'm like, Catherine, the fact that our kids every night come into our room and we'll sit there and we'll talk for an hour, hour and a half, just like all sitting on the bed, just talking about our day and just like joking with each other, like. You know, and Haley's now 16, so she's going to be a junior in high school, and she's like, man, she's like, you know, my friends, they're very envious of, like, what we have here, right? Because, like, they're, like, a lot of their parents are, like, you know, they can't be, like us. We couldn't be close to our parents like that. Never in a million years would I think I'm going to go, like, be friends with my parents. And, like, it's a double.
It's not friends. It's,
that's why I say it's a double edge, right? Because they respect us, but they know they can talk to us, right? So they're not, like, they're not, like, oh, you know. Bitch, no.
Like, I don't want to know. This is what I think it comes down to is, I want to give my kids the most knowledge I can for them to make the most smart decisions possible. They're really bad decisions.
Yeah, no, and I mean, I tell them that, right? Like,
but if we can help them make some good decisions in a bad situation, then that's what you're looking for. And it's also, we need to teach them that, hey, you're gonna fuck up, and it's okay.
Yeah.
But you got to fucking tell me that you fucked up, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you can't fucking hide the fuck up.
I've always told my kids, if you lie to me, I can't fix it. You know, and that's just, I can't. Like, because I'm going to take you at face value 99% of the time.
Like, tell me the goddamn truth.
Yeah.
If you lie to me. Tell, like, literally, tell the truth.
Yeah, yeah. So we can.
Like, I got to know the truth.
We can't lie to the lawyer.
Yes. Mark.
Yeah,
I hope they're fully listening.
But no, and they know that now too. And like, honestly, Haley's very open with us. She's very open.
And also, like, look, there's a lot of dumb motherfuckers out there, lots, and we're gonna interact with dumb motherfuckers all the time. Like, it is what it is, and a lot of them don't even know they're dumb motherfuckers. It's just is what it is. So at a minimum, baby boy, baby girl, whatever, don't get caught up.
Yeah, no, like I said, I mean, collectively, we're all doing good jobs parenting. I don't, like, at this point, we don't hang out with anybody that we don't have the same vision, right? So.
Oh, hands down, like, you know, you are who you hang out with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you truly are. You're a collective of what it is. And, you know, I would say without a question, not even a doubt in my mind, every individual that we come across have high standards and they uphold them.
Yeah.
With their whole family, their whole life, everything. Mm-hmm. Because it is really hard to live right now. Like,
oh, 100%.
And at a minimum, if you don't keep the standards you have, it's really easy to just fall into just some hard times mentally.
Lackadaisical, yeah, and whatnot.
And you just start veering off, right?
You just think, well, this is new norm, and you like because stop growing.
If you're not challenging yourself, if you're not questioning yourself, then you're probably need to really think about what you're doing.
But yeah, I think being content is the biggest, like being content and pride is like the biggest like downfall for people.
Yeah, because I would say at least one time a day, I'm like, oh, I just get this feeling like, should I be doing this? Because like you're growing, you're challenging yourself.
And, and then you click your internet history and you're like, okay, it's gone.
Oh, that's the truth.
Yeah. So the box drops next.
No, we just shipped them. People are going to get them early.
So they get it. Oh, they are? So they'll get it before the first?
Bro, some people probably get it on Monday.
USPS, man. They just hit
They do not, man. Bro. They ain't playing
speaking
right
of,
now.
Speaking of delivery services, man, what can Brown do for you, man? And that's
shout
not,
out
that's,
D-Go.
That's not just our family.
Shout out D-Go.
UPS with the W, man.
We were just talking about them 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
They came through.
But good for them, right? Like,
yeah, bro. It's hard. It's hard out there being
a pimp. Oh, dude, it's hot, dude. Like,
it's hard for UPS. It's hard for pitmasters.
So is FedEx not union?
I don't know. I think people, like, you buy routes. Like, I think it's like a franchise thing. And you buy a route.
Because, like, what is it? Amazon, FedEx, UPS, what's that?
No, Amazon delivers Amazon shit.
They're their own, right?
So yeah, like, they do their own shit.
They're on their own island. And yeah, what about the DHL, the Chiefs?
I think it's more international.
And I always feel gross when I get delivered some shit by them, too. I'm like, oh, my God, why did I order from this place? And, like, DHL picked it up. Like,
it's international.
Mostly. I know. It's what it is.
But, probably. Like, most of my shit comes from UPS. I really don't use FedEx.
No, 100% UPS.
Well, shout out. We actually had two international orders. We had one to the UK, one to Canada, and FedEx is taking care of them.
Kyle sent something. Was that the guy from the UK or Canada?
Yeah.
So who's the guy again? Come on, man. Give the guy a shout out, man.
Let me go find him real quick.
Stand by, whatever your name is.
Let's see.
But that was cool. So did the first order have any international orders?
No. We literally have two international orders. It is pretty dope.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. It's not pretty dope. It's real fucking dope. Like, dope, we man. Literally have two orders from. Oh. It is Ben Roads.
Roads.
Ruhle. It's like the
Ruhle,
like the Matt Ruhle, the coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to give out a social media because, you know.
Or social.
Yeah. But yeah. UK, pretty dope. Like, he ordered for his birthday. And the proud moment, it's like, this is what he's put. He said, ordered the August box as my birthday present to myself. Shout out. Can't wait to try the Stanley Famous Rub and Sauce. Now I just need to find in the UK that sells Lone Star beer.
Nice. What was his name again?
Ben Roll.
So, Ben from the UK, if you're listening, thanks for letting us stuff your box. Who's the other guy?
Hey, man, why are you clowning on a customer?
I'm not clowning a customer, bitch. Why'd you take it the wrong way?
I don't have a Canadian.
Okay.
But we'll shout out.
Is that really international, though? Like, we're on the same, like, island. Like,
it's still considered international.
Well, so is Mexico international?
Technically, yes. I know.
So is Hawaii international? I'm being sarcastic.
But I feel you. Okay. We have one over the pond and one up north. How about that?
All right, yeah.
That's pretty dope.
No, dude, honestly, like, that's cool as shit. Like,
second month, we have two international.
Side note, he paid for shipping, right? Because I'm pretty sure that's pretty good.
Yeah, we lost some money on that.
All right, so yeah. We worldwide, y'all.
Oh, shit, worldwide. Yeah, bbqdistro.com is worldwide.
That's awesome, man. So I'll tell you what, man. So we're about to Ponzi scheme this shit. If you can bring 10 friends, you get a free 3-month subscription.
I was going to say we can figure out some beef or something. But,
sticker. Autographed beer.
Actually, I like your Ponzi scheme. Like, all right.
Anybody
that brings 10 friends, they get a whole year free.
A year?
Year. Bring okay. on, but the 10 friends have to be on for a minimum of 6 months.
Yes. If you can convince them for 6 months to stay on, you get a free year.
Free year.
And at the end of the year.
Well, and then if you go sell more after the 10, we'll give you a percentage.
So we're hiring salesmen for BBQDistro.com. It's what kind of we're trying to get at, right? So
I like it.
I do too, right?
Let's do it.
Like,
look, let's sell it.
Here's my thing. If Kirby Vacuums can do this shit and be a multi-million-dollar company, why can't BBQDistro.com?
Yeah, yeah. No, no. Let's do it. All right. You sell 10, and they're on for 6 months. You get it for free for a year. Anything over 10, we'll give you a percentage of what you sell.
Wow. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
So who wants to become barbecue agents?
BBQ agents. BBQ salesmen.
Are we going to call them agents? BBQ agents? It sounds cooler.
But they got to get business cards, but the thick
we're
ones.
Gonna, we're going to get business cards.
They got to be the thick ones. Though, yeah. Some of my guys got thin ones. It's just, I don't respect you, right? Throw that shit in the trash, right? Like,
that's kind of cool, dog. I kind of like it.
Like, Colin's going to
fuck. Hey, can you be the sales manager?
Colin Brent's going to lose his fuck. We'll see, man.
Like, be the sales manager.
I got to get a package. Like, just
we'll figure out a package.
A percentage.
We'll make the CEO and CFO figure out. Because, okay. you know, for me, I work for them. Like I work for everybody else.
So Thursdays at 2 is our meeting. So just make sure everybody logs in.
Let's do a Ponzi scheme.
Let's do it. Why not? Right?
Yeah.
Look, if Enron can go that long, we
actually
can
it's not a Ponzi scheme. It's called
multi level marketing.
MLM. That's what we're doing.
Multi level marketing.
We're selling crypto.
Crypto. Yes.
Crypto.
We
are doing OpenAI, and we're going to make sure that you can be set up to
that. Crypto tastes good, boy.
I can't wait till this episode airs in court.
I'm not gonna lie. If that happens, we made it.
Oh, 100%.
We
100%.
Like, if we go to court because of something like this.
And not child support.
And not child support, we made it. We 100% made it.
We're about that time, man. And I want to talk to JP about just personal shit. So
Yeah. Let's get personal.
Let's
get personal. Personal.
That wraps it up for the week.
Oh, we're not going to ask any questions?
No, we can't talk about normally.
How about this? JP, again, where can everybody find you for any kind of pest control, rodent, wildlife?
Ooh, that is Apex Wildlife Solutions. Hit us on Instagram, Facebook. Number is 817-363-6137. You got the scratching in the attic. We'll come take care of it. Give me a call.
And we'll tag the viral video to our link whenever you drop the podcast too. So
yes, and do you have a website or no?
Oh yeah, apexwildlifesolutions.com.
And thank you so much for being on.
Oh yeah, man, appreciate it. Thank you.
That wraps it up for the week. This is CJ.
It's Joe.
Peace.
Peace.